Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Now, in the lead up to, and I guess during the recent consumer electronics show in Las Vegas, manufacturers have been announcing some new augmented reality hardware. Can you tell us a bit about these gadgets and what they might allow us to do in the near future?
Sure. So, augmented reality, as you mentioned, is any technology that allows you to put computer graphics overlaid or situated within the physical world. And like Pokemon Go or the furniture design apps that you mentioned, they are typically phone-based, and you can get them now. But some of these new gadgets that are coming around are glasses-based. So you'll be able to keep your hands free and either do physical tasks, or even they may soon come light enough that you'll want to wear them all the time.
Right. Living in the augmented reality 24/7.
Yeah.
So how will the computer-generated objects become increasingly more interactive, as you just kind of mentioned then?
So what we have now is applications being released where the objects stay where you put them in space, in your room, for example. So, Pokemon will stay sitting in the park where you first look at it, and then you put your chair in the place where you need it in the room to check if the measurements are correct or if it looks good. As we get better computer vision technologies, and with some of these new gadgets that are coming out, some of the better cameras, the systems will start to understand more about your context. And so these objects will be able to interact more with the environment, interact more with you, and they become proactive much more than you just putting them somewhere and they stay in that place.
Right. So I guess it becomes really more of a reality for the users of these hardware objects. Now, investment in augmented reality and virtual reality companies, they set a new record of more than $3 billion in 2017, estimated to a total market of $215 billion by 2021. Though augmented reality is technology has been more popular than virtual reality, why is this?
So the market estimates are looking at these types of technologies and seeing virtual reality as likely to have quite a lot of success in some specific markets. So, for instance, games, 360-degree cinema, training, data visualization, and these sorts of things. Whereas augmented reality will bring computing power into your daily life. It'll bring computing power where and when you need it, and it'll be far more of a transformation in our everyday computing platforms, a bit like mobile was when it came out, and think of it as sort of revolution of the iPhone. A lot of estimates are that this new technology will be as transformative.
Right. So, do you believe that the augmented reality will go into the mainstream or be employed in industries like retail and construction?
Yeah. So it's very likely to. How soon is something that we need to be a bit cautious on predicting, but certainly we can see already examples in the areas that you mentioned, retail and construction and manufacturing and various others, where the augmented reality is showing benefit. So, for example, you can, in the retail space now, you can download the Clocker app from Choice that lets you go into a supermarket and look through your phone at egg cartons and see the conditions that the eggs were produced in at the chicken farm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in construction, just think about being able to see designs before things are built. So right now you use 2D floor plans, and construction workers have to mentally transform those into the physical realization of a building. But if you can do something like standing outside the back of your house and looking at an extension that you're planning before it's built, then augmented reality can really help you have an idea of how that's going to be looking when it's finished.
So I guess it really is just a case of when these technologies aren't just showed at showcases anymore and really become into our jobs and in our lives at home.
Yeah, and if you think about the sort of Internet of Things, these appliances are getting smarter, getting, you know, televisions getting internet in them, and various things in home and work. Augmented reality can also be a way that we interact and interface with those things that means they don't all have to have a little screen on them for us to interact with them.
Yeah, right. What are some of the ethical challenges, I guess, we'll face once these technologies are rolled out and become mainstream? So will the responsibility for privacy or security rest with these technologists that are creating the gadgets?
Well, certainly, there's a lot of information that's going to be collected by these types of gadgets. So there's biometric information, so the way that you move around. These devices naturally have to sense how your body's moving. There's environmental information. These sorts of things they really need to be very carefully managed. If you look at something like the Google Glass phenomenon, where there was a camera on the pair of glasses, there was some backlash because of the way that some people wore them inappropriately in public. But if you have careful management of that data and only use sensors for certain types of tracking and certain sensing, then the manufacturers are really trying to take customers on a journey into a way that they are okay with various things being sensed and collected.
It's definitely going to be an interesting couple of years as these technologies really become a massive part of our lives. It sounds like they're going to take hold. Thank you so much, Matt, for talking to us this morning.
No worries. Pleasure.